I'm Ted Baker in the studios of WEOS and WHWS at the Scandling Center here at Hobart and William Smith, and this is the Hobart Football Podcast, Season Opening Edition, Episode 71, Team 131. Liberty League champion head coach Kevin DeWall is here. Welcome back. People are jacked up for this season.
You and I both. We're all excited for it.
So let me start with this question. I probably ask it every year and then forget, but I'll do it again. Friday game for Alfred. How did that come to be a Friday?
Well, about 4 or 5 years ago, I think, we had a situation where a team had dropped us from our schedule. We were supposed to open up on the road, and Alfred had a similar situation. So their head coach, Bob Rankle, and I talked and just said, would it be a good opportunity, being that we're local teams, to try to have it so there would be a Friday night game? You don't get too many night games in our schedule right now. So he and I agreed to it, and I think it's been a really good match the last couple of games that we've done. I think now we're on 4 or 5 years of doing that. So it gets you into preseason a day earlier. It gives you one more day of recovery for week two. But more importantly, I think our guys get excited to play a night game. You know, a lot of times in high school you play the night games, in college a little less, you know, unless you're on a TV, you know, the Division I level, sometimes those night games, but even most Division I games are in the afternoon. So I think it's exciting when we do get to have those night games in, and that was something that you have to be agreed upon with the other coach. And so Bob and I both agreed, and I think it's been a good thing for both of our teams.
So Friday night, 7 o'clock at Alfred, and we'll go into that game a little bit more and go into the Saxons in detail. First, before we talk about Team 131, have you had a chance to talk much with Mark Taylor about what he did? What's that final piece of the puzzle that gets you from here to the top?
Yeah, I think it's different for each team, each sport. But, yeah, Coach Taylor actually, he and I have talked a bunch, you know, in terms of what he's done over the years, watching, you know, what he did, you know, the teams back in 2004, 2005, and then the jump to their first Final Four, you know, I think we've learned from that. We've talked with Coach Wilbur and her success with obviously Winsmith Soccer, and there's a lot of really successful coaches here on our campus. You know, Coach Craig, you know, some of the things that we did when we were together, kind of, you know, taking our program to a different level back then. So I think we've tried to talk about it. I think that the interesting part for us is we're still, I think, building our depth. I don't know if we're as deep. I know pretty confidently we're not as deep as we were as those teams that were Elite Eight teams yet. So that's through the recruiting process, you know, admissions, financial aid, all the different steps that go through that process off the field. In terms of on the field and with our team directly, I think the culture piece is every year getting stronger. I think we look at what we graduate, what leadership will now step up and emerge this year. That'll be a really good question for this year's team. And I think, we talked about why we identified Team 131. You know, obviously, Team 130 was a successful team on and off the field. 131 is going to have a completely different identity. Although some, you know, the standards, the culture will carry over, but there's going to be different faces in different places. And I think that's going to be really exciting to see, like, who steps up. And that's what preseason's about, as we mold, you know, different people through. Obviously, between injuries and graduation, there's going to be a lot of different faces. So all in all, I think going what Coach Taylor had kind of said too, like, you know, you got to go back to work. You know, it comes down to, a lot of people want to have a secret sauce. It comes down to working hard and getting our guys prepared. And I think, it's been a successful preseason up to that point. I also think last year's team really grew throughout the year. You know, you look at couple of those close games early in the year, and you know, one went in our favor against Alfred late, one went not in our favor against Randolph-Macon in weeks 1 and 2. We could be 2-0, we could be 0-2 out of those two games last year, but the team, you know, stayed the course, and I thought they did a really good job learning and growing throughout the season. This year's team is going to have to do the same thing.
I keep being reminded of that punt. You're backed up at your own 1 against Ithaca, and the Vicente Lion gets off the longest punt in North America in 2024, 86 yards, digs you out, you get the win, you win the league.
Yeah, and I think that was just a one big play and a big picture plan of like how every single play stacks on one another in those close games. And I think that's what we're trying to teach. I like to think we're experienced in some positions, but we still have a lot of young guys out there, either young in terms of first years and sophomores getting a lot of their first, majority experience. And then even some juniors and seniors that are going to have new roles. And I think that's what I was reminded, through preseason a couple times, is just as much as we want to take that step and end where we were last November, we are a new team that's kind of, growing and molding together.
With a new quarterback, Aiden Conrath, 6'1", 203, sophomore from Stafford, Virginia, gets the start on Friday night. What did you see out of him in camp?
Yeah, he's had a really good, I would like to say, towards the tail end of last year, his freshman year through the fall, he emerged. And going into our playoff run, he was the number three quarterback at that point. With Johnny graduating and True was the number two, honestly, we had a really good battle all the way through. In spring ball, there was three quarterbacks. It was True, it was Aiden, and Jeremy. All three of them are the top three right now coming out of camp. You're going to see both Aiden and True. And it's not because anyone did really anything wrong or right. I just think we still need some things to play out in terms of establishing who the top starter is. And honestly, they both bring different ways to be successful, to move our offense, score points, and help us win games. So, it's close to the point where we made the decision this week, through some of the scrimmages and some of the cross practices with our own defense in those game situations. I think Aiden's done a really good job learning and growing, and it'll be interesting because, like I said, he and True are bring different ways for us to be successful at the quarterback position.
You answered my next question, which is that's something you had done a few years ago when you have a second quarterback that you like and who gives you that different look, of course, with True Styles. The running threat is there, so you're going to see some of that package this year.
Yeah, I think both of them, the greatest thing about it is like they both can throw, they both can run. So it's not like we have to change our offense completely. There's probably some things that Aiden's going to do differently than True, and there's some certain things True's going to do differently than Aiden. But I think hopefully that's going to be a strong position of play. Now, again, coming into your first start, you got to be recalibrated in terms of now they got to get that game experience. But I believe we can win with both of them. I think they're both good leaders. I think they've done exactly what we've asked in terms of the work ethic and preparation. I think they're both having a really good week of preparation, and I hope they both will have some success on Friday.
You talked about people growing into roles. You're going to have that out of the receiver core. Johnny Harding, 43 catches last year. Not a lot of returning catches behind him, but I think really if Luke Hansen and Marcus Peterson, both veterans, step up their game, then you'll have a strong receiver core.
Yeah, that's one of the positions where we were a little thin at during preseason with some of the injuries. So I'd be curious to see how we can again step up. Last year we were extremely young when we played Alfred at the receiver position. We had a couple of those guys out. Marcus didn't play. So you just mentioned two guys that got their first start in that game, Johnny Harding and Luke Hansen, a couple other guys that were freshmen in that game. And our passing game just didn't have the chemistry we needed in that game. I hope that we'll be further along. Obviously, with a new quarterback, we've tried to, get that chemistry with all of our quarterbacks, including Aiden and True. Johnny Harding, comes back as a guy that's proved that he could do some good things with the ball in his hands. I'm really curious to see, like I said, can Marcus take the next step? Can Luke Hansen take the next step? And there's two or three other younger guys that you might not know the names of that are going to now need to step up and perform. Because I think that's going to be really important as we try to make our offenses balanced and it can attack all different ways.
When you evaluate players in camp, how much of it is the mental aspect? You can see a guy in practice flying around and making plays, but I know you want to see a guy who gets what you're teaching and understands the philosophy behind what he's supposed to do.
Absolutely. I mean, over the summer and into the preseason, we're teaching a lot of like what's and how, but to me, the why. If you don't understand the why, and that's where, like, we always on offense especially, it takes a little bit longer. There's a little bit more processing there. We have some guys right now that athletically we think can help us at various positions on offense, but just don't understand the why or to the how to the extent that they need to in those situations where there's audibles, the things are happening really fast. And, the lay person that might not understand, like, that you're making decisions in milliseconds to half a second, 1 or 2 seconds at the max. To be able to think, change, process, problem solve, and be ready to go out and execute, it's not an easy thing. So, again, that's on our job as a staff to prepare these guys. I think every year we're going to need first years to step in just because of the way we recruit and the size of our roster. I think there will be some. Some will start on Friday, but I think over the next 2 to 3 weeks especially, I hope you'll see that growth for all of our guys, whether that's a junior or senior getting the first start, but especially for younger guys getting their first college play.
Someday we're going to have a conversation that doesn't include injuries, but this is not the week. Yeah. Quinn Brogy is out at center, might be long-term. So we have Ashton Mejias, Alexander Sichelski, a pair of senior juniors starting at tackles, Jake Jaffe, Javon James at guards, Mark Dodage moves in at center. What do you think of your line?
Yeah, I think we, you know, obviously losing Quinn, you know, and there's been some other injuries, that, you know, other names that, you know, we got to be ready for the next guy up. And Quinn is working at his best, and I'm not sure when his return will be, if there is a return. But in the big picture, I think those other guys have molded well. You know, I think we have some returning experience and some flexibility there. Ben Goodell's another name I would mention because he's right there in terms of either starting and playing. He's going to have a significant role. You know, I think that's what we're still trying to figure out is what group and what combinations are the best. I think the tackle position, you know, is going to be one where we move Jake from right tackle into inside. I think that's a better fit for him and for our offense in the big picture. And again, you have some guys that are seniors. You also have a lot of those guys with some sophomores now with the return experience with Javon and Jake. So I like if we can stay healthy. I think right now with that second tier of guys, there's a handful of either first years or some sophomores and juniors that now need to step up. That's that one of those ones I hope in the next 2 or 3 weeks as they get more reps and more play. But again, we've been banged up at that position. So, like, I don't know yet how deep we're going to be able to go. Ideally, when we're really good, when we're an Elite Eight, Final Four type of team, we can play 10 offensive linemen, and hopefully you're not missing a beat. We haven't been there in the last couple of years. We're striving for that. But coming out of camp, we still have a lot of work to do at that position.
E.J. Taylor, running back, had the 10th best season in Hobart history last year, 1,196 yards. Big, strong. He can get short yardage. He can break it. But he had to carry an awful lot of the load last year. And in the past, even when you've had great running backs, you've wanted to have a number two guy that gets some carries. Taj Jackson is number two behind him. Would you like to see more of a spread out of the carries among the backs this year?
Ideally, yes. I think EJ, and that bodes well for, like, you know, I have no hesitation in terms of his toughness and his want to. It's just it's a tough position to get that many touches and be able to be as fresh as we need him, hopefully into November, December is our ideal. In the big picture of things, like, he's still our number one. He gives us versatility at that position. He's smart. He's athletic. He can step up and pick up a blitzing linebacker. He can run inside or outside. You can throw the ball to him. So his versatility makes him a pretty special back on top of just his understanding of the game of football. I think last year we saw between some injuries and just waiting to see who was that guy that was going to be consistently at number two. And we probably had four different guys that were in that number two role at times last year behind EJ. I think coming out of camp, it's very similar. I think Taj is a guy that's emerged. He's done a great job taking care of his body, returning back from an injury from a couple of years ago. So I'm hoping he can have his best season yet. I think there's three or four other names right now. Like, frankly, there's not a huge difference between our two and our number six, which is great. We talk about our depth. It's just I don't know yet until they start getting some of those game reps and who can stay healthy and then who can show that they can be productive when their number is called. And, again, that might be through special teams. That might be through, you know, offense and defensive situations. But, you know, last year we didn't do as many two-back sets that we did in the past. I would like to kind of be able to do that. And part of that is how well those guys continue to – just show their understanding of the offense, show that they can play confidently, and then ultimately perform, knowing that they're going to be that we're going to need more depth at that position.
You have a veteran tight end group. Luke Hescock out of Western Mass is starting. He caught 8 passes last year. Timothy McKeever behind him. And those tight ends are huge in your offense because you like to do double tight end, sometimes triple. You'll move them around, occasionally throw to them. They're a big piece of that puzzle offensively.
Yeah, anyone that knows me and knows our offense and our offensive staff, to me, the tight ends are the key glue. I mean, they're so versatile. So you mentioned those guys. I mean, our touchdown had 4 tight ends on the field last year when we scored against Alfred. So ideally, I want to be able to play 4 and 5. We're not there yet. That's another position where I think there's some guys athletically and with talent. I think there's a lot of learning in that position. Besides the quarterback position, our tight ends need to know the most. So that's where it's a little bit tougher to play as a first year until you really can understand and show that processing ability. But I think Luke and Tim McKeever have had a really good preseason. Smart, athletic, again, really versatile. They can be inline tight ends. They can be wings. They can be outside, extended out. I think Harry Salters is a young first year that you're going to see that hopefully can kind of grow and emerge as he gets more comfortable. And then obviously Lucas Ruby, when he's ready to come back and return, he'll be another one that has some experience. So, in an ideal world, I'd like to see 3 and 4 tight end sets, you know, because of how preseason's gone with some learning and some health, we've, you know, been more into the 1 and 2. You know, I like that versatility where we can go from one play being into five wide receivers. Next play, we can go into four tight ends. Next play, we can go to three running backs. We're not there currently in our state right now, but that's ideally what I'd like to do as an offensive coordinator is be able to multiple package, multiple personnel sets.
You talked about understanding and the why. We know that Vicente Lyon's a great punter, but it's not only the yards on the punt. He kicks a very high ball that's tough to return, and he's very good at pinning opponents down inside the 20.
Yeah, he was a huge weapon. I thought him and Tobias, they were phenomenal last year, and obviously very deserving. I thought we had the two top specialists, you know, had to put up one for the special teams player of the year, couldn't put up two, and I leaned in towards Toby just because of a senior and what he did as a field goal kicker. But I think Vicente was equally important. You know, everyone talks about our defense and the scoring defense. Well, one of the things we were really good at last year was taking care of the football and making teams have a long field to kind of go against our defense. And those are the, you know, very similar recipes that if you can carry that over, we'll be in good shape. And I still think I don't think he's at the form he was at last year. I think he's working through it. You know, and hopefully we're not punting too often, but when we do, he's a good weapon to have. Frankly, right now, Jackson Rucker is punting just as well as him. You know, so that's what we're going to figure out he's going to have a chance to go out and perform, but don't be surprised if we use two punters, not because of what Vicente's not doing. To me, I want to be able to be as versatile, make sure we're truly showing out competition, and whether you're an All-American or your first year, everyone's going to have an opportunity to go compete and earn a position. Vicente's actually doing a little bit of kicking as well, so don't be surprised if you see him in some role as a field goal. That he was doing that before his injury. So I think we have really good competition actually at almost all of our specialist positions. You know, I think kickoff is still going to be one this week. I think field goal is still going to be one this week. And I think punting, you're going to see two of them. And Colin Goff had a really good day punting yesterday too. So we have really good competition there. And as I told the specialists, trust the process. We got to go get reps. That's a position that whether you get one, you get seven, you got to be ready for those moments. And it's tough because you got to wait, and then be ready to go. So part of it is going to be the mindset and confidence of whoever hopefully wins those specialist positions. But I like our group. I think we have really good people there that are competing, and I think they're supporting one another. And my goal is that, yes, we graduated Toby, and I think there's going to be some opportunities there from the field goal and kickoff standpoint. But I think Vicente, I hope, will emerge and have his best year yet as well.
And Luke Montaigne will be part of that group as a place kicker. He was 3 for 3 on extra points last year.
Yep, Luke's going to be focusing more probably on the PAT field goal and ready for kickoff, not as much punt. And then incoming first year, Gavin Harvey, along with Colin Goff as a sophomore. I think we have some, like I said, really good legs and some guys that can kick. It'll be fun to see kind of how things shake out.
So your defense was number 4 in the country in fewest points allowed last year, and I just saw the number come out this week. Over the last 4 years, you're 8th in the country, and you've been able to move people in and out. You know, people get scared sometimes. They'll say, oh, we lost this guy, we lost that guy. But you look at somebody like Zeeshan Dixon on defense, nobody really knew who he was coming into last year. And he turns out to be first-team all-league and one of the best cover corners in the league.
Yeah, and that Z's a really good example. Young man, we were super excited. Some people were recruiting him as a receiver. When I met with him down in New Jersey and I was recruiting him, I talked to his coach and just felt like he fit what we wanted in terms of that longer athletic corner, and he bought into it. Honestly, he was athletic enough to help us as a first year, but we had pretty good corners, so no one really knew much about him other than special teams. And then when he had his opportunity last year as a sophomore, I think he took it and ran with it. So he's a really good example of if we've recruited and developed the right way, hopefully there's going to be some names that you might see on special teams, or you might see some guys either because they're out with injuries or still learning the why, like we talked about earlier, that can emerge. And that can be emerged as a, you know, a sophomore, as a junior. Sometimes we've seen it even all the way into their senior year. So I think our defense last year was really good at being cohesive. Like, there was ways that we could complement, you know, other than when we kind of had lost a little bit of depth at the D-line towards the tail end of the year, and that's where I think going into the postseason we were number one in the country, end up finishing fourth. But, you know, I think our depth at the D-line was tested. We were also able to stay relatively healthy at the linebacker position and the DBs. So, again, health is and depth is huge, and I think I always look at how good we're going to be as a team by looking at not our ones, but look at our twos. How are our twos and threes? Because you're going to need them to win crucial games in the season, and I think that's where we're going to be really young at linebacker. I know when we talk about that in a second, but I think our depth at D-line and DBs, once we get the younger guys understanding their whys and how they fit into the big picture, I think we've hopefully addressed some of the depth at those positions, and now it's going to be linebacker is going to be the one that, like, who's going to step up and emerge there. So every year, that's why I say, like, even though we're returning experience, we're not ready just to roll out the footballs and say we got a whole group set back. There's going to be new faces jumping in, and I'm curious to see, because I think our defense has showed flashes of it. They just haven't shown consistently yet that they're at that same level yet. I know we got the right leadership and some of the key guys coming back at some roles, but you're going to see some young faces, first-year sophomores, that are going to need to step up, and it'll be really good to see on Friday with the lights on the road, who can perform in a really tough environment.
You're one of the top takeaway teams in the country last year, and your two new DBs coming in, Corey Rock, 4 interceptions in not that much playing time, and then Ryan Van Tassel, 2 forced fumbles and a kick block, so they're going to fit right in.
Yeah, those two guys are really what we talked about. Last year's, first year's, they had an ability to come in, and Ryan Van Tassel was one of our best on special teams as a first year. He knew that that was going to be his way to make an impact before he was going to be an every down starter at safety. You know, and he was a high school quarterback that just bought into, like, new role, new position, and went from being an offensive guy to a defensive guy last year. So he really embraced that idea of, like, recruit athletes and put them in the right positions to help the team win. And then Corey was one of those situational guys. He played at some corner, but he came in some of our nickel and dime packages and was, like I said, super productive, you know, in terms of interceptions and for the amount of plays that he had. He is long. He's athletic. If he truly ever really goes after it and understands the big picture of things and really takes care of his body, the strength conditioning, I think he has a chance to be one of the better corners we've had in all of our history. Like, he's that type of young man. So to say from a guy, like, he kind of reminds me a little bit of Z the year before. Zeeshan in the freshman year didn't play a ton, was complimentary. That's Corey. Can he now have a similar sophomore season? And then we have some good young kids. We have good young first years that are going to compete in there. So I think our defensive backfield, although young, has a chance over these next 2 or 3 years to really develop themselves, and hopefully that becomes a good strong point of our defense. And then if you can cover well and make up for some spaces in the back end, that allows the front to kind of, with younger linebackers, maybe help them. And then obviously the D-line emerging. Similar, like, just having a couple of guys back healthy and then a couple of guys as first years. We're not there yet, but I believe over the first 4 or 5 games, we're going to get some quality experience by the time we get into league play. Those positions that of young guys are going to show out.
At linebacker, 2 returning veterans in Noah Sagere and Mike McGee, and the new guys, Nate Bush, first year out of Ontario, and Matt Huliev, a sophomore who got a little bit of a special teams time last year. Talk about the linebacker group.
Yeah, Mike McGee coming back as a captain leader. Like, he's going to be a guy that just, you know, he's going to have to be a really strong presence for us out there. Not necessarily, like, making plays. He'll make those plays, but just in terms of helping the guys understand, like, you know, how to react if they get a little, have a team has a little bit of success, hits a first down or hits a big play. You know, he's an emotional leader. I know he'll be ready to go. Noah, as a senior, has come a long way since the first year. Just on off the field, his maturity level. I'm excited again. I think he's going to be a guy that's going to have his best season yet and now had to take on a role. He was really big on special teams last year, still will be, but now I think on the defense side of the ball, off the edge, as a perimeter, his experience is going to be vital out there. And then, you know, Matt Huliev was a young man we recruited out of New Jersey, DePaul Catholic, someone that I really liked coming out of high school. He kind of was coming off of a knee injury. Ultimately, you know, played a little bit last year on special teams, but just really bought in. Like, I talk about trust the process. He's a guy that we knew was going to have an opportunity, and he's coming in and looks like having a really strong preseason camp. So I hope he'll step up as one of the inside backers. And then Nate Bush is another guy. He's an inside-outside backer. His versatility, first year coming out of New Jersey, one of the schools where we recruited him at. And I think we have other guys there that I think a lot of those linebackers – linebacker positions, you'll see some rotation through because we still need to figure out, you know, those are your starters, but you're going to probably go too deep and see a lot of linebackers play because we need to see who can go perform. You know, again, when the lights are on game day, it's a little different than in practice. So that's a position that will hopefully emerge, and we can't rely on just those 4. We got to get 8 linebackers ready to roll.
I think one of the things that's really made your defense effective over the years is the linebacker's ability to roam the field. You'll see a guy show blitz or bring blitz on one play, and the next play he's 20 yards downfield breaking up a pass.
Yeah, we conceptually, and this starts with, you know, philosophically how we want to attack. We want to make sure we can defend the entire field at times, but at the same time know that we can all-out pressure, we can drop 8 and everything in between. And I think Coach Green and the defensive staff have done a really good job assessing what our guys do well. Like, for example, last year, guys like Jamin Bliss, Anthony Romano, Kashawn Young, Vinny Giordano were really versatile linebackers. We were able to do things that they were able to do. Well, I think we're still kind of learning what our current linebacker is able to do. So, yes, we'll have our similar schemes that we've done in the past, but don't be surprised if we're doing things differently based on what, you know, hopefully if we're a good staff, we're going to assess what our guys good at first and foremost and then try to put them in positions to be successful. And don't ask guys to do things that they can't do, or more importantly, they can do it, but make sure that they're confident to do it before asking on game day. So, again, I think our defense is going to be similar to our offense last year. If you look at offensively, who we were week one was much different than who we were, you know, when we were playing in the playoffs down in Pennsylvania. That was a growth process, and I think that's going to be the same thing with our defense. We're going to be strong out the gate, but I believe as we get more and more reps and experience, that group's going to get better and better as the year goes on, and I hope the same for our offense, same in the special teams units.
We got a glimpse of the future last year in Billy Brosco, three just brilliant games, but then his season cut short by injury. He's back in the middle of that three-man front. Dante Randall returns at one defensive end. Perry Goodridge at the other, and you've moved Hunter Voss, who was in the middle, out to defensive end. So I know that you've been nicked up at that position too, but that's a pretty good group to start with.
Yeah, and I think I'm pleased to have Billy back. I mean, he's been very impactful. He's been a tough guy for us to block during preseason, so hopefully he can keep that up for other offensive lines and offensive coordinators too. I think the having Dante back with experience, he's versatile. He moves well. I think Perry's had a really good. He reminds me really of like a Matt Huliev, coming off of an injury he had before he got to here, and then really used last year to kind of learn and grow. I think he's had a really good preseason. Hunter Voss is a guy we recruited as kind of more of a DN, but had to play nose over just because of necessity, but is a strong individual. I think he provides versatility, and we've tried to get a little bit more stout at the nose position, so we got a little bit more size, which now allows him to be flex. And I think that's where you're going to see, you know, anywhere from, you know, two D linemen on the field, three, four, up to five, six D linemen at times. Like, if we can get some more bigs, and that's one of the positions right now is our O-line, D-line through camp. We got to get some guys healthy, and we got to get some guys understanding their why. Because I think those are the two position groups. You can't throw a 175-pound guy up there and say you can play nose. And we saw that in the playoff game where we were not, just because of injuries, we were not as stout as we had been up through the season. There's no excuses on that. That was something we tried to address in recruiting, and we're trying to get bigger up front, but at the same time fit in with our defensive scheme of being aggressive and being able to move. And I think those guys you mentioned at D-line, and I think you'll see some other guys step up, there's going to be opportunities there. I wouldn't be surprised by week two, week three, you're not seeing some other guys at the offense and defensive line front in the mix as they learn it. That position group is one that there's a lot of learning because it happens so fast at the point of attack. But those guys you mentioned, I think, give us the ability to be pretty athletic and versatile at the point of attack.
Alfred went 7-4 last year. Offensively, they don't bring much back in terms of skill players, but the one they do bring back, quarterback Chris Kelly, is legit.
Yeah, he was one of the best quarterbacks we thought we faced last year. You know, obviously, as another year older and stronger and wiser at the position, I think he's going to be a key point for their offense. You know, the 7-4, they went on the Bulls. You know, they obviously had our game. They played us really well. And I think that, you know, their last game beating Brockport at third place was a convincing win that, you know, gave them a really good bowl opportunity. So I know that they're going to be a confident team. I think, you know, confidence at that quarterback position, and we know that just having a returning starter at that position calms down a whole lot of, you know, other guys. So 10 other guys on that offense, they're going to benefit from his experience for sure.
They're going to be running back by committee. Max Freeman IV and his 900 yards are gone. Their starting running back had 4 yards last year. But if you're going to be a brand-new running back, it's not bad to have an O-line that averages 303 blocking for you.
They are big, and that's for sure. Yeah, like we're going to be undersized compared to their offensive line. They're big, they're strong, and knowing their coaching staff, they're going to try to come out and establish the run. They're going to get into some funky formations and tight sets, and they're going to try to do a whole lot to, you know, keep the ball going downhill. And they have some good young men, whether they're playing slot receiver, running back. They have some young guys, even though they might not be proven yet. We know athletically they'll have some guys on the perimeter. But I also think their ability to either run the quarterback or get him involved is something that we're prepared for as well, just knowing that he's going to be a key part of their offense.
Their defense wasn't real good last year, but it's almost all back. They have 7 defensive starters that are seniors or fifth years. What are they going to try to show defensively?
Yeah, and I would push back a little bit on that. Maybe statistically they weren't, but I thought, you know, They had a fifth-year nose that graduated for him that was really strong. They had a fifth-year inside linebacker. They had a four-year starter that was a captain. They had him at the right positions. And against us, they played us well. They were a bend but don't break and forced us to make – and it's a young offense. We didn't – we broke at times. We kind of shot ourselves in the foot. We had missed a couple opportunities, some bad just decisions on our part that we learned from. And obviously we were able to score late in that game to win a close game. But I look at it, they graduated some key guys. But, yeah, I mean, they have, as I see it, five guys up front with returning experience, whether they started to rotate in with good size and athleticism. You know, they'll start in a four-man front, but they're going to mix in some odd fronts as well. I look at it right now, although unproven to a certain extent, they have three captains at the linebacker level. One of them was a wide receiver for them that they moved over to linebacker, so they're going to be more athletic. But, I mean, that says a lot if you're putting three captains at that level with that experience, with two of them, with the other two captains with experience on the defense, and then three out of their four starters on the back end. So there's not a lot of young guys that they're going to need to play with. And I think early in the season, offenses are playing a little bit of catch-up, as we talked about, of just getting that cohesion and that chemistry going. And it showed last year. They were sound in what they did. They had a really good game plan against us. I thought they executed pretty well, and it was a low-scoring defensive game. And fortunately, our defense played really well, too. So I think this is going to be really interesting because, you talked about them being young on offense, and our defense being a little bit younger on offense. And then we have a little bit more experience coming back on our offense going against their defense. I think it's going to be really key because I look at it as I think their defensive coaches are going to do a really good job putting them in the right spots. And I think their front is going to be athletic. They're going to move. They're going to challenge our offensive line. And I think with those linebackers with speed, I think they're going to be more aggressive than maybe even they've been in the past. So it'll be really interesting to see, like I said, with a new starting quarterback on the road, you're going to see both Aiden and True. How do they handle a defense that's pretty experienced and they're going to be in the right spots? They're not going to make mistakes. We're going to have to execute well. Sometimes you can play a defense where you can kind of predict that they might be in the wrong spots. They're going to be well coached. They're going to be in the right spots. They're going to be strong. They're going to be experienced. And again, I think it's going to be we're going to have to go earn this victory.
And obviously, when you have a brand new quarterback like Conrath, you want to be able to throw when you want to rather than when you have to. If he's on third and 12 a lot, that's not a good sign. You want him throwing on second and two.
Yeah, and that's you hit the nail on the head. But if you look at last year's first quarter, and it was partly on their end and partly on our end, we were at our first two possessions, we were at third and long and got off the field. And it was just, when we moved the ball, we were better on, workable third downs. And it doesn't take a magician to know we got to do a better job making sure we're staying on a third and longs. And I think that's the interesting part of with a younger quarterback is just understanding, let the game come to you. Like I've tried to remind him this week, no one needs to go out and, throw for 500 yards. This is a good defense. They're not going to want you to throw for 500 yards. But I actually think right now our passing game is looked good through preseason with all the quarterbacks. I think that's a combination of carrying over what we were doing in the spring, having some returners at wide receiver. I mean, last year, literally, I think our top four receivers in that game were all first years, getting their first experience. So it was not pretty. And, I don't think our passing game was as explosive in that game as I think it can be. I hope we're a better offense now going into it. Obviously, this week we got to really dial in the details and make sure we're all on the same page because I do think the defense will play even at a higher level than they did last year against us, and I thought they played us well.
All right, game one for Team 131, Hobart at Alfred, Friday night, 7 o'clock. You can find this podcast, of course, wherever you get your podcasts, be it Apple, Google, Spotify, and, of course, at hwsathletics.com, which is also your source for all of your Hobart and William Smith athletics news. Coach, I know you're fired up. We are, too, and we'll see you Friday night.
Excellent. Let's have a great week.